Okay, what are you doing this time?
Gary, you know I never throw anything away.
Oh, yeah, I do know that.
Yeah. So I've got a whole bunch of, basically e-waste that I am paying rent for.
Sure.
Yeah. So I decided to put that to use. Use it for my new hobby of mysticism. Gary, I have assembled all of it into a golem.
Okay. Appropriative.
Yeah. In the D&D sense, not in the...
Oh,
I didn't think about this. Ooh, yeah, it's a D&D thing.
You know, we just got off recording for a very long time about Ready Player One.
Uh-huh.
That's something that Will threw at me when I said golem and I was using it in a D&D sense.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to pay that forward.
I love the way that, like, there's just, like, a transference that happens through time and space.
You mean the cycle of abuse?
Yes.
Like, yeah, no, you, yeah, no, that happens.
Oh.
that do be happening, though. You do tend to abuse others when...
Yeah. No, so it's vaguely like a guy. It's mostly like old Firewire cables, discredited Firewire things. And I just took a printout from a big database of games and put a random one in there. And it's gonna say the like what it is.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're gonna roll up the game, put it in its mouth.
Yeah. And we're going to I don't know what we're gonna do now that we have this thing walking around, but it's gonna say the name of what's on the random piece of paper, and we'll deal with the consequences.
It can hang out with Derek.
It can.
Remember Derek?
It can hang out with Derek. He did come back from space, fully mutated.
We haven't been feeding him.
I mean, he's also got his brood. He's mostly been eating his brood.
Yeah, that actually is win-win for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, Derek has taken up space in like a nearby clock tower, I think.
Yeah.
It's mostly cocooned up, so.
Yeah. Well, we can put the golem there.
It's been like 300 episodes since we referenced Derek, our intern, who we turned into a bug.
Yeah, it's I don't know where that poll came from.
No. All right, so I'm just going to put this in there, and what are you going to say? Okay. Yeah.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Kay Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where we should really apologize to Anthony Kiedis for all those insults over the years. We only just realized the beauty of his lyrics, like ding, dang, ding, dong, ding, ding, dong, ding, dang.
Oh, done in a very offensive to people who happen to have born in an Asian country kind of thing. Yeah. Okay.
Delivering that as neutrally as I possibly could.
Thank you. Yes. How appropriative.
Yes.
This week, we're doing a listener demand, a patron demand. Lucky McChancy brought us Guardian War, a 3DO game, saying, coming back to this game from my childhood, the overworld theme always gives me a very hopeful, positive, nostalgic vibe. In hindsight, I find it hilarious that the dialogue that plays the first time you enter one of the early shops in the game declares themselves neutral in the face of a literal demon army taking over the world. And they tell me, they say, I must find the voice acting for a whale character, and gave like a vague notion of where it was. Not a lot of long plays of this game, so couldn't find it. Sorry, Lucky.
Yeah, I couldn't find that either. Or didn't get to that. I apologize. Yeah. It's a hard game for this.
Yes.
Because this is not bad, I don't think.
So this is like the kind of 90s RPG or tactics thing that I would have played because it was in front of me. Like the same version of me that like played Beyond the Beyond because it was there would have probably eaten this up despite its many and apparent flaws.
The Paladin's Quest conundrum. Like this, I like a little bit more than that because it's a, you know, kind of a Final Fantasy tactics.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of tactics. And it's kind of interesting the way that it does that, but it's really hard to see very deep into this game because the battles take a long time.
Yes. I got through one battle stage because it just kept going.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a weird game. You go from like map node to map node. like Final Fantasy Tactics, the original. And then when you're on the map node, you can walk around freely until enemies show up. Mm-hmm. And then your guys all burst out of you.
Yeah, it says, danger! And then you fight a kobold or a skeleton.
Skeleton. Yeah, you fight some skeletons in a tactics engine.
Yes. And over using the shoulder?
Over the shoulder tactics engine, using the geometry of where you ran into the encounter.
Right.
I don't think the encounters are random.
No.
But there's something kind of interesting there, like the idea of you could approach an encounter from a different direction and have different obstacles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's potential there for something that this kind of doesn't do. But mm-hmm.
Like individual units, like your classes, don't have an awful lot of moves. I think so. I only did the first one, so I had two characters, a knight and a priest. They only have like three moves a piece, and you only have two of them at the start, so it's not especially deep. But you can see like the impressions of like where cooler stuff would be in this.
Yeah, they're called golem bodies in this, and each character can have three of them. So you can kind of triple class. So there aren't a whole lot of abilities, but you can triple class into things. Like I could see if I had the 3DO.
Oh yeah.
And this came out, I would have fucking lost my mind.
I mean, especially given everything else that we played on the 3DO that is just FMVs, like the most shallow stuff in the world.
Like this is a video game.
Yeah.
Like it functions as a game, which they don't always do in 3DO.
No. It is ugly as sin.
Oh my God. It's really hard. It looks like, to me, it looked like blown up iOS graphics from like iPod days.
Yeah.
Like 2010, the avatars are being little square guys. It kind of reminded me of Sliding Heroes.
Oh yeah.
The iOS Squaresoft, one of their early games. But just like super zoomed in on the Sliding Heroes.
Yeah. It was before they had unlocked the majesty that was Chaos Rings or whatever.
Yes. Chaos Rings. You got it.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Got it into one.
Yep. Oh boy. There's three of those.
Yeah.
It looks really, really bad. The voice acting is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
The spell effects are really cheap looking and go on for a very long time.
Yeah.
Casting a healing spell just takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want.
And like the damage spell doesn't show how much damage it does to the point where it might as well just be this will either kill the enemy or not.
Yes. Yeah. So lots of problems. Judging on the Panasonic 3DO curve.
Yes.
Masterpiece.
Mm-hmm. And on the micro cabin catalog.
Yeah.
I love
the micro cabin curve.
I love the name of this being micro, the name of the studio being micro cabin.
Creators of Mystaria, the Realms of Lore. A lot of realms in this thing.
Yep.
Saturn. Like, it feels like they just made games for the bad systems.
Yeah, that is funny. I guess they did. Is this actually the... No. Okay, so they just did a port of Princess Maker. I was like, that can't be these guys. No, that was Gamax. No. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's all Sega CD, FM Towns, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, TurboGrafx-16.
Yeah.
Like they don't do any
winners
for something you want.
Yeah,
No winners.
Oh,
creators of the Zack series for the mobile phones, Windows, the MSX2, and the PC-88.
The fuck is Marionette Company? Oh, that looks unseemly.
Yeah.
One day you stumble upon a broken marionette, an android girl, crying for help from inside of a box in a shady alley. You take it upon yourself to repair her, but she seems far from being human yet. The goal of this visual novel is to repair the girl by interacting with her and changing her body parts, ultimately to fix not only her body, but her heart. So,
and her pussy. My guess is that's probably the first mission you do.
You do get to pick and install a pussy.
Yeah. Like it's one of those pussy installation games with robots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't have anything else to say about this, Gary, other than the publisher is the Matsushita Electric Corporation of America.
I love that too. Yeah. Concern.
Yeah. Yeah.
I expected to have more. Again, this just hit at the wrong time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's a version of this that I would have eaten the shit up.
Oh, like, I mean, wrong system too. Like if this came to the PlayStation, there's probably a chance you would have rented it and would have had vaguely positive.
Like with Vandal Hearts. It would have been exactly where Vandal Hearts is.
Yeah. Just, firing up Alundra.
Yeah. Yeah. The Alundra hole thing. But we have, I have a good digression this week.
You do. For people who do not like hearing medical stories, this might be your offboarding point.
Yeah, you might not like this.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Uh-huh.
So I have a mystery health issue that's been going on for more than a year.
Yep.
Sucks. One of the things that my doctor was guessing is maybe I was bleeding internally.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do an endoscopy and colonoscopy.
Yeah.
They don't just do one machine, like a trapper keeper ring. They just put it in you.
Yeah. Okay. So that could go a bunch of different ways. My guess was that it was they did both at the same time because they were going in from different directions.
Yeah. You could. Uh-huh. And if they can make them meet, like, fucking A. You know, like the camera's going to wave at each other. It's like when two truckers pass.
Yeah. Hong Kong, you know? Doing some cop talk. Yeah.
Big Bear going around the bend.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and the short answer is I probably don't have cancer, but there wasn't any bleeding, so I'm still in the mystery zone.
Yeah. So so good news, but also incredibly frustrating because there's no notion of what this might be.
Yes. The best possible version of good news,
yes.
Right? Like the best possible version of bad news would be it's this problem when we can fix it.
Yes.
You know, but not that. So
the worst possible version of good news. Yes.
Yes. But the experience was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You said you've done this before, but you did it when you were young.
Okay. So, I had a lot of stomach problems when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know,
and adult. And,
well, yes, as an adult, mostly cleared up recently. Who could guess why?
Who could guess?
As a kid, you know, just like it was anxiety. What was the thing, but like, oh, they thought maybe it's vertigo, you know, why does this little kid, not want to go to school and is always sick and pooping all the time? It was nerves, but to, you know, rule stuff out, I went and got an endoscopy. For people who aren't aware of this, that's when they send a probe, you know, like a camera line down your throat into your stomach to see if there is anything like physically wrong with the inside of the stomach, like lining or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I had done as a kid. And I had to go through all of the fasting. There was no like purging, so I didn't have to do the preparing for a colonoscopy side of things.
Okay.
I just got the top, no bottom.
Okay.
And that was unpleasant, but I was a kid, so like my parents were controlling what I ate anyway. So,
yeah.
You know, I was like 10 or 11 or something.
It's all kid foods you can have for the fast.
Yeah.
Like, the fast really sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did not like fasting. I like solid foods.
And
like, you know, acknowledge, I understand it's a privilege to get food.
Yes.
Yeah. Shut up. Like, if you're, like, I understand that.
If you're used to food, having food taken away does suck in the moment, right?
Yes. No. Yeah. Privilege acknowledged. It is a basic human need.
Yes.
I'm not going to feel too bad about the fact that I have food.
Yeah.
Most time.
Yeah.
You know?
So I had this done. This is one of the many times where anesthesia has failed on me, Gary.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Anytime I've had like general or like twilight anesthesia, I've woken up during it. happened with my wisdom teeth. Happened with this, where I wasn't fully awake. I was still drugged, but I have a distinct recollection of waking up, feeling something going, like being in my throat and moving around and trying to fight the person next to me, like next to me by the bed, reaching out and struggling with it.
I like the idea of somebody next to you in the bed, like they just lined up a bunch of kids.
And they just going down the line. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Or they have a thing that can do multiples at once.
Yeah.
Or they have the guy like the Michael Jackson impersonator with the two sides.
Yeah.
Dig deep, fellas. You know? Just digging deep in your
yeah.
throat.
Yeah. So it was, I don't know. In my mind, it was the doctor with the joystick or whatever. It might have just been the poor attendant, right? But
I thought that, you know, if you're a kid and you're doing the fasting thing, it wouldn't be so bad because the things you can eat are kid foods.
Mm-hmm.
It's all popsicles and Jell-O.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But still
and,
no
and
solids.
Broth.
Like solids are pretty, I like solids a lot, Gary.
Love solids. And it turns out that liquid foods don't make you not feel hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of fool you for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like you throw a bunch of Jell-O in your belly and your belly's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then wait a minute.
Oh, it's liquid by the time it hits your stomach. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just Kool-Aid. Like, it doesn't do anything. And a pro tip for these kind of things is that you can take nutrition drinks mm-hmm. that have a little protein in them, but you're on a clear diet, clear
yes.
liquid diet. It has to be clear. It also can't be red. So I bought like a bunch of Ensure.
Okay.
You know, thinking like, okay, I'm just going to chug a bunch of Ensures, but they were red.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't have the Ensures.
So that like the dyes would have made it hard to discern what was happening as it worked through you.
Yes. I didn't realize there are multiple flavors of Ensure Clear.
Okay.
One of the bizarre things is that in Canada, they make an apple kind that is very expensive down here.
Okay.
Because of this. Because of colonoscopy prep.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. So if you're in Canada and you can get the Apple Ensure Clear.
Go for it.
There's another thing called Boost, but I didn't get that in time.
Mm.
Day of, you know, up until that point, just not eating. That sucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm on a bunch of medications. I'm very routinated to eating first thing in the morning.
Yes.
You know, some people can skip breakfast. I do not skip breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm more likely to skip lunch than breakfast.
Was this a situation where it wasn't like, hey, you're like, the procedure will happen at a time? It was like, you are the third in line. Get here and wait. Was it like
that? I mean, it was a little bit behind. The procedure would happen at a time. So it was 8 a.m. on a Friday was when it was scheduled. It didn't happen until about 9.
Mm.
And then the day before, Thursday.
Gary, that's not very long to wait.
Huh?
That's not very long to wait in the day for like on the day of having not eaten. No. Okay.
No, yeah. you don't eat the day before.
No, you don't eat the day before, but you made it sound like the day of was a huge ordeal.
Did I? I don't think I did. I'm talking about the day before. I'm talking about the prep.
Yes. Okay.
The Thursday. So like not eating sucks.
Yeah.
Nothing to say about that though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sucks though. The prep's fucking crazy. Like the prep, as somebody who has made part of my living coming up with new kinds of piss and shit, like it is amazing to still be surprised
Gary,
this late in life.
There is more on heaven and earth than is accounted for in your philosophies.
and than in abject suffering.
Yeah. Can you write this off as research for the show?
That's actually a really good idea because it's expensive even after insurance. They give you a jug, 4 liters, right? How much do you think you drink in like a day of liquid period?
I go through about 2 like 48 ounce, like, I don't know, like Yeti thermoses of water a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's incidentals like coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I've got a 32 ounce thermos. I'm on dehydrating medication, so I try to get like 4 of those in.
Mm-hmm.
Still way less than this.
Okay, you know? 94 ounces to liters. Let me see here. That's 2.83 liters of like water that I drink in a day.
Yeah. So at least another liter.
Okay.
You know, more than a liter on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
They give it to you in a jug. It's this powder at the bottom of the jug. You fill it up with water. You shake it up. Cool it down.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a little lemon lime packet to put in it to try to make it taste better.
Just put a pan down. It's fine.
Yeah, just put a pan down. It's disgusting. Apparently, they're not always gross. Jeremy's had it done before, and his just tastes like Gatorade.
Okay.
Mine tasted like bitter salt water. And you drink half of it, so 2 liters of liquid.
Okay.
At 6 p.m.
So this is like salts. This is like the hardcore made to turn you inside out.
Yes, it's salts and it's electrolytes and diarrhea medicine.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, not diarrhea stopping medicine.
No. Just diarrhea creating medicine. Mm-hmm. It's a job creator. You drink this over the course of 2 hours, mm-hmm. like every, you know, 1 8 ounce glass every 15 minutes.
Okay.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Really gross. But an hour and a half later, you know, you go and you have diarrhea and it's normal.
Yeah.
You know, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Not my first rodeo.
Yeah, pretty normal. And I'm like, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get that out. you know, some kind of like after, you know, problems as well, but nothing too.
Oh, just like cramping and stuff? Like,
no, it was just like a couple smaller shits.
Yeah, aftershocks, you know? Gotcha.
So then, though, you have to drink the rest of it, and you have to do it 6 hours before your procedure is scheduled. So I had to wake up at 2 a.m. to do it. Like, it's important that you are dehydrated, tired, and hungry to go into this thing. You drink the second half. Here's where it gets crazy.
Okay.
And you it all happens again, but your body doesn't have anything in it, right?
Okay, so I see the conundrum here.
Yeah, the idea is clear colon, but you are still shitting.
Mm-hmm.
I read the thing and it's like your shit should be clear and yellow. And I was like, that's the other one.
Right. You know? Okay. So like at this point,
this is a typo.
So at this point it is just getting like, I've gotten this, I've had diarrhea this bad. Like you're getting like the mucus.
Well, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Cause I also had diarrhea that bad. However, once you get through all of that, it looks like lemon lime Gatorade.
Oh no.
It comes out of you. It looks like urine.
Okay.
It smells like shit though. It is like a magic trick.
Okay.
Like you sit down, you feel like you shat.
Uh-huh.
You get up, you look down, it is a bowl full of Gatorade.
Okay.
It is bright neon fucking yellow.
Gary, I also have had this.
Okay.
Yeah.
How, though? Because, like, this took, like, a lot of preparation to do this.
I drank too much of cider. It was cider that I didn't realize had gone off. Mixed with bourbon.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was like the combination of like the dehydration from the alcohol plus whatever bacteria was doing the thing that led to me. I mean, like a full night that brought me to that sorry state where I had the ass pisses.
I've had the ass pisses before where it felt like and looked a little like cloudy ass piss.
Yeah.
Never had it be clear enough you could read a book through it.
Yeah. No, it was. I was really concerned.
I thought it was like bile or something. Like it has to be like a new thing
that's
coming out of me. It can't be, you know, it's fucking crazy. I'm almost 45. I've never seen my body do something like this.
No, I mean, God, you know, isn't it wonderful when life still gives you surprises?
Yeah. Like it really is kind of a wonderful world. Like I didn't know bodies could do this. You know, all it takes is drinking 4 liters of poison.
Your body.
I never would have thought to do 4 liters of poison. That.
Yeah.
You can have a new fun color. Customize it.
It's an Easter egg. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's the main thing that kind of blew my mind. Sucked. Yeah. Didn't sleep. Went in at the thing. I was hungry, cranky.
Okay.
You know, they had me dress up and stuff. They talked to everybody.
They had you in a suit?
Yeah, I had to get in a three-piece suit. It was a real nice number.
Like a putting on the Ritz kind of routine?
It was basically like the Eurovision dance song contest.
Okay.
But in the GI, in the colonoscopy ward. They put me under anesthesia. They had me like go and lay down on my side and put in the mouth guard and stuff.
Okay.
And anesthesia does work on me.
Okay.
Which means I just fell asleep and then woke up.
Okay.
It was great. You know, pretty easy.
God, I love that. Like,
that's a really good feeling.
Like, you still kind of get that when you wake up in the middle, but like I didn't realize that I fell asleep kind of thing. Yeah. Just like the instant, just literally just like real missing that you get.
Yep. It was awesome. Second time in my life that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And as somebody who is a connoisseur of sleep, you know,
it's the ultimate high. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love it. Like if I could just take a thing, like I need to get an anesthesiologist.
Mm-hmm.
Personal.
You mean like Michael Jackson?
Like Michael Jackson had, or like P. Diddy with his nitrous guy, or not P. Diddy,
Kanye
with his nitrous guy. Yeah, I need that kind of thing. And I woke up and they were like, you know, be gentle on your stomach and stuff. So I bought a bunch of gentle things.
Mm-hmm.
I was so hungry, and it gave me. I don't think this is a full character, but the post colonoscopy food critic, like as an idea, because I went to a Banning's.
What is a Banning's?
And I got. It's like a Denny's, like a diner, and got an omelet and best food I've ever fucking had in my life, like hands down.
Yeah.
If you fast for a day and then go eat an omelet, that shit punches you in the face. Like my soul was being rent in twain by
the, like, was it literally just like eggs? Like what was in the omelet?
Sausage.
Sausage,
peppers, onion,
peppers, mushrooms. Onion. Okay,
farmer's omelet.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I mean, aside from the mushrooms, sounds really good. Yeah.
Hash browns. Best tasting thing I've ever had in my fucking life.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like crying. I was just like, this is goddamn incredible.
Oh, I get it.
And then I treated myself to like kind of a gluttony weekend. I was like, you know what? I fasted for a day. That was really hard. I was also really nervous about it. You know, this is wrapped up into a whole lot of demoralizing health stuff.
Yeah.
Gary gets a cookie if he wants one. So I had a cookie, mm-hmm. I was just having a little ice cream and stuff. It rocked.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It was, the experience sucked so bad. The bounce back from it, like it made me understand how people get addicted to things.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hurt.
You like a dog that was about to be put down.
Yes. It was Gary's last day. It started as Gary after dentist, and then it was Gary's last day at the park. Where we got to do all my favorite things and eat all my favorite foods.
Can I tell you my version of the best thing I've ever tasted?
Yeah.
So when I was 11, 12, something like that, I was in fifth grade. I had pneumonia really bad, like pneumonia so bad that I was out of school long enough that I had to have a tutor come in. Okay. And this was on the heels of, again, stomach stuff. And so like I didn't have an appetite for, what feels like a month, basically.
Yeah.
Just didn't want to eat, had to be forced to eat anything. Couldn't keep mm-hmm. anything down. Terrible. But like, I was just out. We were coming back from the doctor, and it was like the first time I asked for food. I said, "Can I get some McDonald's fries?" Like, mm-hmm. "Oh, okay. You want some? Okay." So a medium McDonald's fries and a small McDonald's Sprite. Best mm-hmm. thing I've ever eaten. Like,
yeah.
Just like, oh, I wanted something. I was hungry for it. It was the first like, quote, real food that I had, like anything with flavor or like substance to it. Fuck, man. I still remember it.
It's amazing how salt hits.
Oh God. Yeah.
Like you get in that situation. You're like, what is this season? Is this salt? Like you understand why that's where the word salary comes from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it makes a lot of things make sense.
Mm-hmm.
In that respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking really good. The other thing I was thinking I was going to come out of this with a bunch of like colonoscopy crack ups, but really it sucked.
Yeah.
And then, not doing it was great. And then also I'm in the same place I was before I did it.
Yeah.
Which is a bunch of gross JPEGs that I didn't have before.
just get a bloop on your phone and then my chart shows you like things you were like physically never meant to see.
Yes. Oh, like quite literally. And they gave me a little printout. Like here's a little zine I made about the flesh caves inside you. But I kept thinking of the colonoscopy prep as a club and imagining the, regular font, colonoscopy, very fancy pink cursive diagonal.
Okay.
And then prep, impact, red blinking LED.
Oh yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. prep.
Like
and that's it.
Is it like a secret society or is it an actual place that you go and join? Is it like a, is
I was thinking it was like a club you go to where they make cocktails out of that juice.
Oh no. Oh my God.
You had to drink 2 liters of this with Jack.
Jesus, Gary, that's vile.
I have the juice you drink, not the juice you shit.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. Yeah. I thought, I was like, why? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's just the stuff. And then you go home and you have the,
gotcha.
The process of getting rid of all of your stuff.
Yeah, no. You gotta throw some alcohol in there. You want to make sure you're extra dehydrated when you go in.
Have a big meal, be extra dehydrated.
Yeah, yeah. Come in with all the extra courage. You're going to need it, buddy.
Exactly. Surgery while tense is dangerous.
Yeah.
You got to relax.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy you bounced back. I was worried about, what your result was going to be, but also like, I don't know, like 2 full days of having that messed up plus the general anesthesia, like.
There's risk involved.
Yeah, there's risk involved, but even just like the recovery from like, fuck man, like.
Yeah.
Like your sugar being fucked up. That's not even me talking about your medical conditions. That would fuck me up.
Yeah, I was expecting to have. The day of was exceedingly miserable. I was expecting to have a longer tail.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I still have the same health shit that's going on.
Right.
So like I still have that. Mm-hmm. That's not going anywhere. I have an appointment to try to like follow up on that. But
figure out what a plan is or if you should go see a new fucking doctor.
Yeah, yeah. What now, Brainiac? Listen, Egghead. We tried your way.
Yeah. You've looked at me inside and out and you've come up wanting, sir.
Yeah. Do better.
Yeah.
But jeez. I thank you for the concern. I feel significantly better. I felt like I was high the day after. Like,
oh my God.
The way in which my mood improved
mm-hmm.
was, and I like, you just, this is a real basic thing that villains do, as an idea, but like depriving me of food and then water. I couldn't have water after like 4 a.m.
Oh, I was
also very thirsty. Depriving me of food, water, and sleep made me pliable. I was cranky, but exceedingly pliable. And I would have done a lot of things for that food, water, and sleep. You know, like just a little pro tip out there.
If you're
looking to manipulate people, or if you have like a kid cage or something in your basement, like
Carrie, they'll sign anything.
Yeah. It's like, I am very happy that nobody like tried to give me a timeshare or something. They should have like timeshare guys outside the colonoscopy place.
They've got to be 100 feet away, but you know that that line's drawn.
And they just have an omelet. Like it's like a timeshare and they have, they're just flipping omelets and they're like, hey,
yeah,
I'll give you this omelet right now if you sell, you know, buy two. You know? Yeah.
No. You came away with a whole bunch of Cutco inventory.
Yeah, I literally could have been Amway after this. Like, they could have done a lot of things to me while I was under the influence of this.
Under the influence of no food, water, or sleep.
Yeah, and the promise of getting such.
Yeah, good Lord.
Slept so fucking good.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. It's all over now until the next horrifying thing.
Yeah, well, you know. So, we'll see. We'll see where that takes you.
Yeah. Wish me luck.
I do.
What should people do if they like this show?
If people like this show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and there they can support us. Kick us a few bucks a month, make it possible for us to do our entire network of shows and get a whole bunch of bonus content, not just whole bonus shows like Unfilmable or Real Lich Hours, but also 204, I believe, episodes of this show.
I want to give a special shout out to the people who were just looking for a serious podcast about Guardian War.
Yeah.
Like if you just Googled Guardian War podcast and got this, I'd like to welcome you.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Those 8 minutes that you got are a fucking gift.
Yeah. What did you do in your life? How do you disappoint your God to be punished with this? That's what you should be asking.
Yeah.
Big thanks to our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen. Leave us ratings and reviews. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Tell people about us. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.
I think so. Yeah. So, Gary, until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, where your 2-factor authentication code is 447942. Do not share this with anyone.